Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a very interesting, impromptu, exciting show that I'm bringing to you tonight. No, we are not live, and there is a reason for that. I will explain in just a little bit, but I just wanted to get this out here. We're going to talk about a couple of things that have been going on in my world in the last couple of weeks. And we are going to be talking with a very special guest, new friend, possibly a new vendor that I'll be working with. So we will get into that. One of the things I want to say to kind of prep you is I spent 2 days during the first week of October, October 7th and 8th, attending the virtual conference that ASCII put on. As many of you know, 2020. Can't fly anywhere. So ASCII put on their MSP Connect Live. And let me tell you this. If you are a member of ASCII or you get asked to attend, you need to do this. There is, I believe, two more shows that will be coming up. Actually, I think three. So there's one that's going to be for the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Southwest or something where something out like that. This past one was the Southeast, which I attended, and it is 2 days of a virtual conference. And let me just say this. Of all the virtual things that I've attended, of all the virtual events and webinars and Zoominars and blah, 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 this by far was the best format that I have been involved with. And, they did a great, fantastic, I mean, the whole event. Everything from the way that the tables were set up to the networking sessions to the speakers, the panels, the way that you could find people, switch from table to table. The internet wasn't, well, I can't say that it wasn't wonky because it was. And let me just say this. I'm going to bring on my guest right now, and she will attest to a lot of what's going on. And I want to basically give a great, great introduction to who I think is going to be somebody you want to pay attention to, Jamie Moore with Blackpoint Cyber. Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well today, Marvin. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So let me do this. Normally when I start off a show, we talk about things such as the weather, and there's usually a reference to Florida Man and things of that nature. So we're recording in the evening, and weather isn't too much of a factor, although it was hot again today. And I don't know if you know, but I am from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Let me ask where you're at.
So I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we had a lovely day today, 70s. Partially cloudy, just beautiful all day long.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
I know a lot about Ohio.
Do you?
Yes. From Dayton to Akron to the town of Rootstown, the town of Ravenna, Tony Pacos.
I don't even know those towns.
Well, because they're not in Cincinnati. Because Cincinnati is south. So Cleveland, the northeast area, and then of course Toledo up at the armpit area.
Yeah, so Cincinnati's way at the bottom, as close to Kentucky and Indiana as you can get and still be in Ohio.
Yep. All right. And do you pay attention to sports?
Not even a little.
Because you guys, your football team had the number one pick in the draft. You got the preem crop, Joe Burrow, as the number one pick, quarterback of your Cincinnati Bengals? Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
It's like I'm talking to a regular tech here.
That's exactly. I'm like, so, you know, I had the opportunity when I was starting my role in communication and in account management, and I was, you know, I was told, hey, it really helps if you pay attention to sports. And I was like,
Not going to do it.
No, come back. It's okay.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's going to take away half of my analogy. So we'll have to find another way.
I'm pretty good at following.
All right. So Jamie, you were at the ASCII MSP Connect show.
Yes.
And so, you know, I need to put a big disclaimer here because Black Point Cyber was one of the sponsors. They had a table, and I did not attend the table until the very end of the show.
Yeah.
Literally, as they were closing the doors, I'm like, let me pop in, and there's these two people sitting at a table by themselves, and I wonder if anybody's been over there. So I popped in, said hello, and here we are. Yeah. So first off, what did you think of the event?
I really love those shows. They do a lot of good at promoting conversation between people, which is one thing I think everyone is struggling with these remote shows. It's really hard to get that same feel like you're at a trade show and actually talking to your peers. So the table layout that ASCII uses and the just the prompts for the conversations just really goes a long way to helping you feel like you're there.
All right. Now, how many of these have you guys done this year? And it's an odd year.
Yeah, I've participated, I believe, in three so far.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have a few more on the schedule.
And this was the best, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's just better than the last one.
All right. So why don't we do a little bit of introduction, and let's start with what I call the stupid questions that everybody asks. So, you know, who is Black Point Cyber, and why should we care, all that good stuff. So give us a little intro.
Yeah, so Black Point Cyber is really in existence because when you look out at the cybersecurity world, you can very quickly determine that the protections out there aren't enough to keep people safe. If they were, cybercrime wouldn't be a $1.5 trillion industry. So Black Point takes an offensive approach to cybersecurity. And really the whole purpose is to detect and respond to threats at the earliest possible point in the hacker timeline. And that keeps people safe. So, you know, we're living in a world where you almost have to assume the breach, and that's really uncomfortable. But if you have a managed detection and response solution in place, when that happens, when someone gets past your defenses, you've got someone that can spot that behavior and shut it down before it causes a major problem. And that's what Black Point Cyber does.
Okay. So you said the phrase that I was going to ask you about later, but I'll ask you now. So the managed detection response, or MDR, a much different concept than what most of us are used to with EDR, an endpoint detection. So explain the difference for us.
Yeah. So an EDR, you can think of as a signature-based detection. It's basically any virus with some souped-up machine learning built into it, and it looks for malicious file and folder-level changes, malicious operations running on the computer. But in order for it to fire, there has to be something running that's bad on the system already. MDR strives to catch hackers before that point whenever possible. And we do this by looking for malicious tradecraft. So we actually look at human user behavior, and we can tell what is out of context for our customer just by monitoring it over time and paying close attention to the types of tradecraft that we're familiar with in hacker activity. And because of that, we can actually stop breaches much earlier. And so it's a lot more effective at the end of the day of keeping the network secure. And it doesn't cause the same kind of headaches. Like an EDR, they're good programs. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they can cause things like false positives. They can block programs that you want to run. They're just machines. So they're going to do exactly what you tell them to do, for better or for worse. Our managed detection and response service is going to be ultimately, we're using the machine learning, the programming to do what machines do really well, which is capture and correlate large amounts of data and getting it in front of our experts so that we can make human decisions and look for that context and that human behavior and stop it.
All right. So when I look this up to try to understand it more, we're used to things being in the cloud, and we're thinking of this as a cloud-based protection. Is that exactly what this is, or is it a little bit different?
So we do have an endpoint agent that goes on to the different devices. And what that agent does is it acts like a rolling DVR. It takes a snapshot of the processes going on a computer at every given moment, netstat information, user information, hash values, all of that gets captured. And then when a triggering event, and what a triggering event is, it's just some sort of activity on the network that would be high consequence if it was malicious. So think privileged remote access or PowerShell, PSExec, something running in a way that maybe it shouldn't be exactly. When that happens, this snapshot of the processes gets sent up to the cloud. And really in the cloud, that's where we're doing all of our processing power. That's where our SOC is accessing the data and operating it and operating on, you know, looking through it and making their decisions with their threat hunting. And it's really cool because all of the hard work is done up in the cloud and it's done by our team. The endpoint agents are just doing really lightweight jobs, so they don't really cause any performance issues with the machines.
All right. So when you say team, mm-hmm. does that mean that there's some sort of NOC or SOC up there analyzing everything, or is it all AI based and stuff like that?
100% SOC, a team of individuals at our headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. It's 24/7 threat hunting. So our guys work hacker hours, which are around the clock, right?
Right.
And that's really important. So we, again, use AI to do what, you know, AI does best, and that is correlating the information, gathering the information, flagging the stuff that looks interesting, but then we rely on people to check the behavior, check for context, and make human decisions that are really important and distinguish us from just a automatic response.
Okay. So for someone like me, or, you know, a typical IT provider, managed service provider, what is it that we would get differently in terms of, you know, setup and support, and, you know, how do we, I guess, kind of manage this if you guys are doing all that work?
Yeah, that's one of the things our partners like about our service is we don't operate in like a vacuum, right? You're able to get in and see everything that we see. You can review the alerts. You can run reports on the data. But at the end of the day, you don't have to sit there and watch it. You know, you don't have to respond every time a flashy light happens. That's our team's job. And the only information we want to give you is actionable information. So basically, we see an alert, we check it. It turns out to be no big deal. It's just an admin doing normal admin tasks. Okay, that's great. We resolve it, throw a note in there that we checked it, and that's it. Flip that and say it's Labor Day weekend and we see a malicious PowerShell running in the environment spreading to other devices. We cut that process out. We stop that process. We detain the infected device and then we notify you. Hey, guess what? You had an issue with this machine. It is compromised. You need to move into your resolution plan. That's a really, that's a much better experience for the MSP because it's basically saying, hey, you almost had a disaster. We stopped it. Now you can manage it on your own time, you know, in your own terms.
Right. Now, I know that you don't want to say names, but I will. So, you know, if I've got, you know, an AV product or a malware product like, you know, Bitdefender or WebRoot or Malwarebytes or something like that, are you saying that this will replace those or will this be in front of those? Because you mentioned before that, you know, you're kind of taking care of these things before they hit the network, but, you know, but there has to be something running somewhere to catch them, right?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, we want to run alongside a nice antivirus or a nice EDR. Let that do what it does well. Catch the, you know, malicious programs. It's good for, you know, potentially unwanted programs. It's good for drive-by. You know, you just click on something, it tries to infect it right away. You know, AV's gotten actually really good. But what we're going to do is fill in the gap where AV falls short and really focus on the jobs that a program just can't do for you. You can't block every attack with your firewall. You can't stop every attack with antivirus. We're in between there, making sure that you have eyes on your network to see when something is going wrong and respond to it. These hackers like to live off the land. They like to use the Windows system tools that are in place to avoid detection from the antivirus. And they stage their attacks purposely so that when they push the go button, when they're ready to deploy, nothing's going to stop it anymore because they've been in that network for months doing their job, setting up everything so that when they're ready, antivirus can't catch it. You know, antivirus doesn't work if it's been turned off. Antivirus doesn't work if it's out of date, you know. So really seeing that behavior, that malicious activity is like a chess game, and watching them move their pieces around and getting ready is really important. And not a lot of MSPs are set up in a way where they can watch network activity all day, every day for every one of their clients.
Not a chance.
Right?
Right.
That'd be a full-time job. Yeah. So that's what we do. That's right. What we offer for our clients.
So I know we'll get into this, and I want to use this opportunity to let everybody know we're going to be doing a second show where we will actually do a live presentation, and there will be some PowerPoint stuff, maybe some demo stuff where we can actually see how this is set up. So I don't want to get into this too much, but we'll announce when that is coming up here soon. We'll talk about that after we record this show. But I want to get into, for instance, we talked about the agents. So are these things that somebody just come home there?
I'm so sorry. Yes, the 8-year-old.
Does she want to say hi, or he want to say hi?
No, she's going back downstairs because she suddenly remembers that I told her I had a meeting. My apologies.
That's okay. And if we were live, this would have been enjoyed by everyone.
Oh, it's one of those things where it really is just the way it goes.
Oh, I should probably tell you. I should probably tell you this will still be enjoyed because I don't edit.
So. That's still okay. Hey, that's fair. And honestly, I think that speaks to what we're all dealing with right now. Everyone's working from home these days, and it's been a new world. So
it is.
We do our best, right?
Yep. So where was I going? So I was going to ask you, so you mentioned the agents. And so my question was going to be, is this something that you install on the endpoints alongside the AV where it's on workstations, or is it on a server? Can it be connected to firewalls? I mean, how does this get set up?
So we have a couple different pieces, and really you can choose your levels. So the core product is a Windows agent that gets deployed on any of the computers and servers in the environment. And that does 99% of the work, the heavy lifting. And that agent is just taking that rolling snapshot of the activity on the computer, sending it up into the cloud where we do the processing power. Second level, there is an optional network appliance. It's basically, it's called the Nikos. It's a network tap that gives us a lot more visibility into traffic between the different devices. And it allows us to really take our solution into monitoring IoT and even OT devices that are internet connected, which is a whole new area of focus and concern for more and more businesses. And then the last area that we add on to that kind of whole platform is the ability to take threat hunting into the cloud with our 365 defense solution. And that allows us to look for malicious activity in Microsoft 365 accounts. So very valuable add-on.
Okay. All right. So we are going to dig into those a little bit more deeply next time. So I wanted to get a good question on that. So now let's shift real quick into the fact that this is going to be an MSP-based product. So the obvious questions, the obvious question is how much does it cost, but I'm not going to ask you that because we'll let you deal with that as people call your office there. But in terms of MSP, is this something that is white label, brandable? Do we partner with you? How does that work?
So as far as cost, I can't really get into specifics because it's going to vary depending on the client. But what I will say is it's affordable. It's definitely intended for the small to mid-sized business world. And so we put it at a price point where we can support it. We can do this long term, but we can also help our MSPs grow and develop a strategic advantage. So we want to give you a solution that's obtainable, that is really going to just increase your security and make you a lot more successful and secure.
Okay.
So then what was the second part of that question? I'm
sorry. How can we present it to our clients? Is this something that we present them, hey, we're going to sell you Blackpoint Cyber, or is this something that we can wrap into our services, brand it, white label it?
Yeah, so 100% is a silent install. There's nothing even that shows up in the system tray. The only way end client could see it on the computer is if they actually went into the tasks and looked for the Snap agent. So that means it's completely white label. You can go through and you can say, you know, our SOC in Baltimore, Maryland is doing the service for you. Or you could say we've partnered with Blackpoint Cyber, these security experts right out of the NSA, you know, who built this tool to really do the heavy lifting and keep you secure. the way you tell the story is going to depend on your business model and what is going to be more successful for your clients. We'll support you any way we can. We'll also do co-branded webinars. So we'll come on and help you position and introduce the product. And we can do a live hack, show people in real time what it looks like to get, you know, the basically what the setup to ransomware looks like in real life and how our platform lights up every step of the way so that you don't fall victim to that kind of attack. And then finally, there's also some sales enablement tools that I'd be really happy to show you. And basically, it allows you to go into a new client, maybe deploy some agents as a test, and then light it up. Say, hey, let's see if you're ransomware ready. You know, let's see what your current network is going to fire on. And what we've done is we've actually packaged together this benign deliverable that, you know, in malicious hands, it would be ransomware that it would, you would get. But in our hands, what we can do is we can use it to test your ability to detect the tradecraft.
Okay.
And help tell your story.
Interesting. All right. Well, we will definitely get into that next time. So now I wanted to go back and ask you about your background and stuff. But before we do that, let's talk about when we do present this, you are coming close to a big launch.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons I wanted to get you on, because I think this is a very interesting product that you're adding. It's called Blackpoint Risk, but what is it really?
So at the end of the day, you know, our customers kept demanding a way to guarantee, you know, cybersecurity. And Marvin, you know, no one can tell you 100% you're going to be.
Only guarantee is death and taxes.
That's exactly it. So it's been a year in the making, but Blackpoint Cyber really was thinking, how can we support our clients in this way? And the idea was launched to provide a cybersecurity insurance. And so in order to sell insurance, we actually had to create a whole new company. It's called Blackpoint Risk. We're going to be licensed in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. And the whole point is to provide a really simple, easy, affordable cybersecurity insurance where when you deploy it right alongside our Blackpoint MDR, you are naturally de-risking the environment because you're putting managed detection and response in place. And so you can get really affordable, great coverage with your cybersecurity insurance. And it can be used to protect both you, the MSP, and your end client. So you've got the option to protect yourself or to protect the client.
Interesting. Us and the client.
Yeah, I use the word or, but and is the better way to do it. So,
well, yeah, us yeah. or, I guess.
Yep.
Because, would it be something that we could resell to our clients as part of the package?
So basically, we're going to be able to offer it through the Blackpoint Risk Portal. You can get a quote for your client. And I think the details as far as how you position it and what kind of margin could be made, I think that's something that's going to need to be handled at our webinar.
Okay.
But the pricing is all very much under development. So you should attend it. We're doing a webinar on the 20th, and we can definitely get you a link to put in the show notes if you can do that, and folks can sign up and get more information about it there.
All right. That is just a few days away. By the time most of you hear this, it will be Thursday or Friday, just before the 20th. So Tuesday, October 20th. Is this breaking news? Did I just break a story? I
feel like so the actual company launch isn't happening until the Monday before the webinar. So yes, the 19th. This is breaking news.
Beautiful. I feel like a reporter here.
I love it. We're just really excited. I mean, it's going to be, it's just going to be something that our MSP partners need. They need to have access to really easy to understand, really affordable cybersecurity insurance. And it's going to be really great to be able to provide that and bring that to the table.
Here's my question. So you said that people have been asking about it. So is it something that the MSPs were asking you, or is it something that customers were asking MSPs? Because I know that I've had a couple of customers say to me, hey, can you help me get cyber insurance? Right. And I've always said, no, try your insurance person. But I know that there's not a lot of insurance people out there that are doing true cyber insurance.
So it came two ways. It definitely came. So MSPs only ask for stuff if their clients are asking for it, right? Like that is what drives the decision making for most MSPs. On the other hand, we also had MSPs wanting to, you know, have more assurance that if something goes wrong, you know, they're going to have the means to carry on. And so from both of those angles, the, you know, the path towards having a cybersecurity insurance product was just really straightforward, and nothing in insurance is straightforward. It was quite the process to get it going, but we're really excited to bring it to the table.
And it is something to be said that you can insure in all 50 states. I don't think I know of any insurance company that can say that. So
yeah, it's been a process. So it's a lot of fun.
Yep. All right. So we're going to basically have a big show next week on that. You're going to have the webinar on the 20th. And let's go ahead and talk real quickly, because one of the things when I popped into your table was a nice, lively discussion. So I wanted to ask a little bit about you, and people are going to ask. You actually came from an MSP background.
Absolutely. So before I joined BlackPoint, I worked for an MSP for 7 years. I sold managed IT services. I watched a company go through that transition from really doing like this hybrid model and this break fix model to building a successful, fully managed platform. And it was a really great process. And because of that, I know I can connect and relate really, really strongly to the types of conversations that you guys are having with your end clients, because I had them myself. And the reason I actually joined the BlackPoint team came right from that. We started offering MDR, and I got so excited about this product because I can't tell you how many times, you know, we would have a situation with a client, either fully managed or break fix, and they're like, I thought you guys could see all of this. And we're like, look, we give you the tools to use. We do our best job. But at the end of the day, you know, if you hand your password over to a hacker because through a phishing email, like there's only so much we can do, you know. But here we are now with this tool that can actually spot that behavior and stop it before it spreads through the network. Man, that was powerful stuff. So I very quickly knew that this was something I wanted to become a part of. And when the opportunity arose, I jumped on it. So.
Wow. Interesting. So yeah, we give you the tools, but if you don't use them, and I always use the analogy is, you know, of, you know, yes, the alarm company sold you the alarm, but you actually have to turn it on.
You do.
You have to lock your door, and don't turn on the alarm and then leave your window open with your purse right next to the window.
You know, it's one of those things, though, like people are running, they're doing so much, right? You're trying to do their jobs. They're not necessarily the experts. They do their best to do their due diligence and, you know, take care of their email properly. And I'm just picking on email because it's low hanging fruit.
Yes, it is.
But everyone can fall for a really clever phishing scam. Like, you know, these hackers do their research. They know your boss's name. They can grab your signature, you know, from, you know, a sales email and then like edit it to make it look like it's coming from, you know, your manager and says, give me your password. I need to log in and do something on your account. You know, I have compassion for the people who fall for those things.
Right.
You know, cybersecurity is all about humans acting in a way to go around all of the protections that have been put in place. And unless you have someone watching inside, like I like to think of it as a guard dog. I have two big dogs. I'm surprised we haven't heard them today. But if you walk into my house, you're greeted by a German Shepherd dog puppy and a Belgian Malinois that can leap 6 feet in the air and look a grown man straight in the eyes. Like,
okay.
You know, what we do, what BlackPoint Cyber does is it's putting that guard dog in the network so that if someone does manage to get in, they can't go unseen. So.
All right. Well, I will definitely call before showing up at your place.
You don't have to. You just knock on the door.
Okay. Oh, my. So
jumps, like,
really?
High level.
Wow. So a German Shepherd puppy.
Yeah, she's awesome. Her name's Callie. She is 6 months old now. And Jasper, he's 5 years old. I'm his third home. He's a lot of dog to deal with.
Oh, active, huh?
But, Yeah, but he's that just fits our household. So
my okay, so two dogs.
Yeah,
a pup, one being a puppy. Now, did you get that dog as like a baby, or is it? Oh, is there a story there?
The puppy we got at, she was like 3 months.
Okay.
So pretty young.
All right. And then an 8-year-old daughter, it sounds
yes.
like.
Yeah. Yeah. She introduced herself through her, or at least her presence through a few minutes ago.
All right. Well, good luck in your household during COVID.
Yeah, it was intense. Riley's back at school now, or my daughter's back at school now. So that's good. And, but the dogs, you know, we made the mistake, the classic COVID mistake. Yeah, this is a great time to get a puppy. There's no great time to get a puppy.
No, there isn't. But during the COVID, it should be noted that people should just automatically think opposite of the first thought.
Yeah, that's exactly. Where were you 3 months ago when we got this dog?
I was ignoring your table is what I was doing. I should have popped right. over sooner.
That's funny. Man.
All right. So I guess so. Here's the thing. So you were at that one MSP for 7 years, you said?
Yeah. Yes.
And then you bolted on them.
And it was a strategic, change in career. So okay. they actually were very nice. I went and talked to my boss before I went. I even, indicated interest in the Black Point team, and he was super supportive. And, actually had a conversation with my boss right. and it all went well. So,
you know, you can stop me if I'm asking, too personal and weird of questions, but it sounds like you got more excited selling this than you were selling the managed IT services, or was it just time for a change?
So, to both of those, the managed IT services was really, really exciting, and it was a fun process to go from, again, that break fix model and take the clients into this fully managed thing. But there was like always this, like, I feel like we're missing something. And when I found this, this particular solution, I was like, oh my gosh, like everyone needs this. Big clients, small clients. Like I have people that I talk to and they're like, oh, my client's too little. They don't really care about that. I'm like, everyone needs it. It's the last piece of, cybersecurity. Everyone should have it in place. The ability to detect when something has gone wrong and respond to it. It's like having a smoke detector in your house. Everyone just does it. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
But it's missing in technology because it was so expensive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when I found out that we could offer it in a way that was beneficial and affordable and, so anyway, I did get excited.
You're getting excited now. Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, hey, it's.
It's what?
Oh, no. Yeah, it was just the next step in the career. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to get into that so deep next time we do this, and I will make sure that I do plenty of promotion before we go live as soon as we pick the date, and we will get into all the details of Black Point Cyber. Now, I'm going to ask you this. If people want to get in touch with somebody before we do the live show, should I just send them to the website, or is there a particular landing page or an email you want people to send the inquiries to?
Yeah, they can always go to blackpointcyber.com. We have a become a partner link there, and just click on that and fill out the form, and we will have we'll get in touch. One of the best ways to experience the solution is to set up a live demo. And what we do in the live demo is a little bit of what we're probably going to do on our live show, but we go through and we do a hack on the network and we show how the portal lights up every step of the way. And that is the best way to understand the difference between us and just a program, like just an EDR,
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So, folks, that's what you missed by not going to the ASCII conference. Well, aside from all the personal stuff we did in the dog talk.
Hey.
So, Jamie, it was good to see you again. And we will be much better prepared for our next show when we go live. And as soon as we figure out when we'll do that, we'll let everybody know.
It'd be great.
All right.
Thank you for having me on today. And I'm looking forward to the next show.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and downloading this episode of Podnuts Pro. As I mentioned, we will be having a separate live show with Blackpoint Cyber. Hopefully Jamie will be the person coming back and giving that presentation. I think that you will find her enjoyable and should be really good live, especially if we have interruptions.
It'll be fun.
If you want to go look at the show notes and get links to Blackpoint Cyber or to the MSP Connect show or anything else, head over to podnuts.com and check out the show notes. And if you have any questions, or of course, if you have any suggestions or complaints or whatever about the show, go ahead and email marvin@podnuts.com. Be sure to follow us at the YouTube and the Twitter. Just go to those sites, look up Podnuts Pro, like the pages, and you will know when we're going to be having our live shows at any given time. So on behalf of my guest, Jamie Moore, I want to say thank you for listening. That's going to do it for this episode. And until next time, holla.